We are on Daf, Samachvav Medalev. Let us again begin the sugya of Asmachtem. Yuvol al Sodeyu. Omar Ravune Vishas Matan Mois Kona Hakel. Vishas Matan Mois, the Tanai was made. The Tanai was that if you won't pay me up, in 3 years, the soda will be mine. Hareyu shaloi. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Ravuna said, Vishas matan mois kona hakel. So if 3 years passed by, and Lemaise, he didn't pay up the choiv, so he's kind of the whole soda. La'acha matan mois loikona ela keneged moisov. What is, if the malve met him la'acha matan mois, and he made this deal with him that if you don't pay me up by 3 years, the karka will belong to me. So then the din is leikona ela keneged moisov. So Rashi says bishas matan mois his nomenas kain kaina hakel bim laacha matan mois isne ein bidvorov klum. So that no doesn't mean anything. So we mentioned the chsam, so if that's not, doesn't mean anything, so why is he kind of connected Moisov? So we mentioned the chsam soif, it says, pshat neshitas chashi, rav huna holds, oi kesev, oi meitav, and, mitzad, the schusei hamalve, he could be goive from the karke, even though it's a meitav the karke, he can goive from the karke, when this man Gviya comes. So that means, after the 3 years, even though the asmachta that was agreed upon is not kayim, because for some reason, la'acha matan mois, we hold asmachta loikanye, afal pikein, but he can be goyve the karka, keneged moisev al staloche, from oi kesef, oi meita. That's how the Chasam Sofer says pshat and Rashi. V'rav Nachman omar afilu la'acha matan mois kona hakel. Rav Nachman holds that afilu la'acha matan mois, after the halvor, if they make this agreement, so he's kona hakel, he's kona the soda, even though the soda is worth double the amount of the halvor, he's kona. And we mentioned last week, three mahalchim, what is the ma'isa kinyan? So either the Teres Chaim says the Maise Kinyan is they wrote a shtar, and the Hiddish is that I don't say it's an asmach, then there was Gmira Stas on the shtar, or the Talmud Chasam Sofer says he told him the La'acha Gimel Shonim Leik Chazeka Kni, and he made a Chazoka after 3 years, Al Pi the Amir of Leik Chazeka Kni, I say there's Gmira Stas in this Leik Chazeka Kni, or a third, Mahalach, if we hold milveh is kainem, so there was a milveh, and so after the 3 years, he's for the milveh that was not paid up, he's kainem the kark. Zuk the Gemara weit ovid Rav Nachman uv de gabi reish geluse, Rav Nachman was a dain in the bezn of the reish geluse, kishmaite. That means that either they wrote a shtar la'acha matan mois, that if he doesn't pay up in the 3 years, it will be, he'll be kind of the whole karka, and he wrote such a shtar, and he holds there's no problem of a smachta. Kore Rav Yehuda l'shtore, Rav Yehuda was kereya the shtar, Rav Yehuda held that, he was chelika Rav Nachman. Omale reish gerusei, so the Reish Geluse told Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda kore l'shtoroch. Rav Yehuda was kereya the shtar. The Jew said that after 3 years, according to the shtar, the karka will belong to the malve. And Rav Yehuda was kereya the shtar. So we have two lashonis in the Gemara. The first lashon is omalei dardike kore. So the one who told the shtar is a yingle. Gavra rabbe kore. So mistame, he held that that the shtar does not help. He saw a reason that the shtar doesn't help. Chosa beitayim evikorei. Ike da amri, omalei dardike korei. the kuliyama lagabe didi bedine dar de kinino. That means when it comes to dinimomenes, Rav Nachman was a mumche, and he said that the kriya of Rav Yehuda was not oisgehalten because mikadini hosa filo laachemat mois, that it's not an asmachte, and the malve is koine. Let us see Rashi. Dar de ke kore bit miye, bechile odom godolu, le kore beloi tam. Fine. This is what we learned till now. Hoda omar Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman was chayzer. Rav Nachman said, afilu bishas matan mois, le kone beloi klo. That Rav Nachman said that afilu bishas matan mois, even though he told him that if I won't pay you in 3 years, the karka will be yours. This is asmachte in an asmachte loikon. Eisevei rove le Rav Nachman. So rove asked Rav Nachman akash, how could you say loy oma vo loiklum? The Mishnah says it also. The Mishnah says, im hi ato noisen li mikan vatsholi shonim, Areyu shali. So you see clearly that kaponim bishas matan mois. If the loive told the malve, if I won't pay you up in 3 years, this karka will belong to you. So the Mishnah says it belongs to him. So how could you say loikone v'loiklum? Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Rove as follows. Ani oimer asmachte kanye. I used to hold asmachtes kanye. Minyumi omar asmachte loy kanye. And Minyumi held asmachte loy kanye. And Minyumi convinced me. And now I hold asmachte loy kanye. Fregte gemore, fine. But the Mishnah says that if they made such an agreement that the Malva told the Loiv, if you don't pay me up in 3 years, this Kalka belongs to me, which is L'chayra Nasmachta, V'af Alpi came, the Mishnah says, Hareyu Shaloi. So the Gemara asks, Minyumi Kashe Masnisen. So what did Minyumi do with our Mishnah? Iboyis Aimo Masnisen Rabyoisihi the Omar Asmachte Kanye. So it could be our Mishnah holds like Rabyoisi. We'll see in Rashi there's a machlikis tanoim in Mesechtes Baba Basra. If Asmachte Kanye Asmachte Loi Kanye, Rabyoisi held God Asmachte Kanye. So Minyumi held our Mishnah is also going according to Rabyoisi. Iboyis Amen. And if you want, I'll tell you another teretz on our Mishnah. The Omalei Knima Achshav. He told them Knima Achshav. Now, we have to see, we'll learn the Gemara with Rashi. We have to learn the whole sugya with Rashi, then we can first go to Tosfos. Now let us see Rashi. And these are Yesoides de Kerashis. Ani yoimer asmachte kanye. Zekt Rashi, hoyisi rogel loimer. I used to say, kone hakel asmachte kanye. That's what I used to hold. Avo minyumi cholak alai, v'chzirani midvorai. And minyumi was convinced me that I'm wrong. Asmachte loikanye. But now Rashi is going to explain, and we'll see this, Yesoides de Kemachlokes, Rashi and the Rambam in the sugya. So Rashi explains, why is this an asmachta? V'ho asmachtehi, the Mishnah, the Loive told the Malva, I'm going to pay you in 3 years. If I don't pay you up in 3 years, this karka will belong to you. So Rashi, v'ho asmachtehi, Havtoche ba'alme lismoich al dvor. This is only, he's telling him, he can rely on me that what? That I'll pay up in the 3 years. Because if I won't pay you up in the 3 years, I'll give you this karke, and this karke is worth 200 zuz, even though the halvo was 100 zuz. So now Rashi spelled out for us what is the case of asmachte, and what is the lumdis of asmachte, that asmachte loiko. That means the case is, so let's go to the case of our Mishnah. Reuven borrowed 100 zuz from Shimon, and he told them, I'm going to pay you up in 3 years. Right? You've done, in 3 years you'll be paid up. You have nothing but to worry about. If you won't be paid up in 3 years, so I'll give you this karke, which is worth 200 zuz. Now, not that he's giving him 200, a karke that's worth 200 zuz, really doesn't make sense. He borrowed 100 zuz, why should he give him a karke that's worth 200 zuz? The only reason he's doing it is because the malva has heart palpitations. Listen, I lent you 100 zuz. I want to make sure that I'll get paid up. He said, don't worry. If I don't pay you up in 3 years, this karke, this karke was a mashkin already, this karke will become yours in 3 years. So Lemay said this was a Mirdike commitment, so he's assuring the Malve nothing what to worry about. I'm sure I'm going to pay you up in the 3 years, because listen to what I'm telling you. If I won't pay you up, you can have this Kalka that's worth 200 zuz. Now, the Loive that said this, he really didn't mean what he said. He has no intent to give a bar the 100 zuz, he should give him 200 zuz. Why should he, Azishkan Meshugadim? No, why did he say it? He wanted that the Malva should feel secure. But he personally held that he'll zikha pay up in the 3 years. So Memela, that what he committed himself, that if I won't pay you the money, you can keep this karka, because he held it's not Negeila Maisa. I'm zikha going to pay up in the 3 years. So Memela, I'm zichin to pay up 100 zuz. I can tell him whatever, man, because it's not negei lemaisa. Lemaisa, what did happen? Something happened. He couldn't pay up in the 3 years. So now the loive, if you hold a smach the lekani, the loive never seriously meant that he's going to give him a karka of 200 zuz. That is the svara asmachta lekani. But asmachta is only if he's going overboard. That means he's being megazim, and he's giving him more than he rightfully owns him. So then we say he doesn't mean it. He means to give him a karke, he has an intent to give him a karke for 200 zuz. If he only borrowed from him 100 zuz. So that's a simon, he doesn't mean what he said. That is Shitas Rashi so far in our sugya. The Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. He has kashas from the sugya further. And the Ramban says a different lomdus. He says, pshat in our Gemara is mardik ezach. He says, the chol ha'imel, soda, if I won't pay you up, soda mechur loch b'shavyo, We're not talking about a soda that's worth 200 zuz. The soda is also worth 100 zuz. The chol ha'omer im lo yashalim loch mikan v'chol yishonim soda mechur loch b'shavye like on it. You're also not going to. Why? What's the smacht over there? Lefi she'ein odom roitze limker nechosom. A person does not like to give away his nechosim, his private nechosim. He had a person does not want to sell it. V'afilu b'yesa michdei demein. Afilu to sell what he possesses for more than it's worth. A person also doesn't want to do it. Kedamrina we had in Azov l'inyanayno. We had in Perek Azov, if a person buys a keli from a balabos and he overcharged him, there's no dinaino. You have to understand this. Baal HaBos doesn't want to sell his kelim. He's not a soicher. The reason he's selling his kelim because he's forced to sell his kelim, but he's only going to sell it for a much larger price. So Memela, so we see from this Gemara, that a person does not want to sell his nechos. Umishim hachi, zok the Ramban, zvuni nichsei, afilu biyoisa michdei demeim asmachte. That means if he said, listen, I'm going to pay you up in 3 years, the 300 zuz, the 100 zuz I borrowed. And if I won't pay you up, you can take my karka that's worth 100 zuz. It was when the karka is worth that, not the way Rashi says. And that's also asmachte, it doesn't mean it. A person doesn't want to give away his karkois. So the only reason he told him, I'm going to give you this karka, is because you have heart palpitations. You're worried I won't do it. So I'm telling you, you have nothing what to worry about. And if 3 years I won't pay you up, you can have this karka. But he really doesn't mean what he says. Asmachta lekanya. So Mamela, so we have here a machlekes, the Ramban and Rashi. Rashi holds it's only called an asmachta if he's giving him more than he owes him. Then it's called an asmachta. And the Rabban says, no, afilu, he's giving him a karka that's worth as much that he owes him is also an asmachta. Because a person doesn't want to sell his karkois. It's against the grain of a person. So I say he doesn't mean what he said. Why did he say it? The only reason he said it was to comfort him. He had nothing but to worry about. If I won't pay in 3 years, he can have this karka. Okay, that's this Rashi. Rabbi Yossi beperek get poshet, misha pora mikzas choyboy, behishlish eshtore. Now we have a machloikas tanoim, beperek get poshet. Let's just say over what the story was over there. The story was as follows. You had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and he paid up. And Reuven paid up, and Shimon had a shtar for $100. Shimon had a shtar that he owes him $100. Reuven comes to Shimon that, here's $20. Here's $20 for the chayv. I owe you now $80. Fine. But Shimon has a shtar of $100, which is very not convenient. Shimon has a shtar of $100 a month from him, $100 again. And they don't want to write a shayver, and they don't want to write a new shtar, which is too big of a headache. So Reuven tells Shimon like this, how's that so? You take the shtar, I gave you $20, now I only owe you $80. Will you take the shtar and give it to a shalosh? He's going to hold it. And I'm making a deal with you. If I don't pay you up in 5 weeks to $80, he can give you back the shtar, and you can run the whole $100 again. That was the case. And what's pshat in that? Pshat is that if I won't pay you in 5 weeks, so these $20 will be a matone, and I owe you back the $100. This was the opmach, which was an asmachte. This was an asmachte. He told them that if I don't pay up in 5 weeks, you can get back the shtar, the shosh will give you back the shtar, and I'll owe you $100 again. So Rabbi Yossi says that it's good, and the agreement is kayim, and lemaisa is good. So Rabbi Yossi is a yid that holds asmachta kayim. So that's the first teretz of Rav Nachman, that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds asmachta kayim. Iboyis eime, now the Gemara says a second teretz, masnisin da omalei mei achshov kolim. Now, we have to know, we're going to learn a Rashi. This Rashi is saying a unique pshat. Tosfos did not learn like this Rashi. And we'll see more of the Kechidushim from this Rashi. We have a problem in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if I won't pay you up in 3 years, the karka will be yours. And Hareyu Shaloi. We have a kasha, if Asmachta Leikonye, so why is it Hareyu Shaloi? Zot Rashi. The Amalei Ma'achshav Kone. So let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Imlei Etein Lecho. If I won't give you Mikan Va'at Sholei Shomim, I won't give you the 100 Zuz in this 3-year period. That was Dokmach. But I gave the Amalei Ma'achshav Kone Imlei Etein Loch At Sholei Shomim. Now Rashi explains. The love asmachtehi elo kinyin gomu shal menas mecher gomu hechsich bo mei achshov bedomim alolu va'azuli oizel gabai v'ze kibol olov shim yachzeloi ma'oisov at sholeishonim yekableim. Period. Now we have to understand, Rashi said a mouthful over here. The Ktzais and Simenai and Gimels of Cotton Yud Beis says Pshat in this Rashi. So the Ktzais Pshat and Rashi is as follows. We're speaking about the Loive comes to the Malve. He borrowed 100 Zuz. And he told the Malve as follows. I'm selling the Kake, according to Rashi, is worth 200 Zuz. You're giving me 100 Zuz. I'm selling you now this karke for 100 zuz. I'm selling it to you. It's sold. Finished. No halvo. It's mecha. It's sold. It's sold to you. I'm selling you now a karke for 100 zuz. Fine. No, there's an opmach. What is the opmach? The agreement is that if in these 3 years I'm going to give you 100 zuz, you should sell me back the karke. There was no asmachta whatsoever. The taich of asmachta means if this and this will happen, I'll give you this and this. This and this will occur, I'll give you this and this. That's called asmachta. He doesn't mean what he's saying. The only reason he's saying it is to calm the baldovo shekenegdoi. Our Mishnah is speaking about, not that he borrowed $100, and he told them, if I won't pay you up in 3 years, you can keep this karka that's worth $200. That is not the story. The story was Pumfakert. He came over to him and he says, I want to sell you a $200 karka for $100. The Lekeach is false for it. Mayadik. Gives him $100. So, elated. But one condition I want to make with you. That if I give you $100 in this 3-year period, sell it back to me. Okay? Sell it back to me. This is not an asmachta. Everything was, it's elated already. It's not, I'll do. It's sold already. You gave me $100. I sold you a $200 car. It's finished. It's sold. Now, I made a deal with you that if I'll give you $100,000 in 3 years, you will sell it back to me. So, there's no problem of an asmachta whatsoever. Now, let's go further. And he'll sell it back to him. Now, who eats the peiris in these 3 years? L'Rab Yehuda loikeach oichlom, l'Rabbonon mishalshin oisom. According to Rab Yehuda, the loikeach will eat this, and according to the peiris, and according to the Rabbonon, mishalshin oisom. Now we have to know, this Rashi is a very, very difficult Rashi. The Beis Aaron asks the Kashe, and the Beis Aaron asks as follows. We had a machlokes Rav Yehuda in the Rabbonon Tzad Echad Beribis. Now, Tzad Echad Beribis means as follows. That Reuven sold a karka to Shimon with a tenai that if in 3 years I'll give you the money, so it never was a mecha, it was only a halvo, and it comes out that you were able to live in this karka for free. and that is ribis. The normal case, which we learn out from Bati Yerichaim, but the normal case of tzad echad beribis is as follows: that someone is coming. It's one of the two. Either you're lending me $100, or I'm selling you this field for $100, and it depends. If I give you the $100 in, let's say, in a 3-year period, so it was a halva, and then I'm giving you back the $100. If I don't give you the money in these 3 years, so then there was a mecha, and the karka was yours to begin with. Now, so there's two possibilities. Possibility number one, he's going to give back the $100. Then it never was a mecha, and the loikeach was eating the peiros of the field the whole time. So that's ribis. That's one possibility. There's another possibility. He won't give him the $100. So it comes out it never was a halva, was a mecha, and he was eating the peiros because he bought it. That is called tzad echad beribis. We have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's a possibility, there won't be alvo. So it's muta. According to Chachamim, it's awesome. Here we mention a different story in Gansan. Here we mention, I'm selling you now the me achshav. I'm selling you now the karka, $200 karka for $100. I'm making a deal with you. If I give you $100 in the 3 years, you will sell it back to me. Fine. So who eats the peiros? Is a shaila who eats the peiros? The lekech eats the peiros. It's his karke, and there was a deal that I'll sell it back to. Good. Fine. Where's the ribis over here? There's no ribis. There's a mecha and a deal that you'll sell it back to. This is a shrekliche Rashi we have to understand. That what Rashi ended off by saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muta, according to the Chumim, it's Mishal Shulim. That you hold it by give it to a Sholish, this is very, very difficult. The Beis Aaron brings down, and he says, this is Shitas Rashi, we won't go into Chedas Arai from Rashi, not like this. But there's a Mordeke Ritve that says this. It's a Mordeke Ritve. There's a Ritve and Daf Samach Gimel Amed Aleph that says Pshat de Gemore Ribis Amenas Laharzer Ike Binayu. And the Ritve learns Pshat Ribis Amenas Laharzer doesn't mean I'm taking Ribis to get back you the Ribis. Ribis Amenas Laharzer means you sold me something and I'm going to sell it back to you. And that is a machloikis if it's called ribis. Why is it called ribis? Shemeshimai. Why is there ribis? So, the ritva amir de kezach. The rabbonon sovri. This is not tzadechad beribis. There's no to sell to me. I sold it to you and you can sell it back to me. The rabbonon sovri. Amir de keritve. The kivin, the ein derech lekeach. So the Ritva says, let's understand this transaction. Woman comes over to Shimon, I'm selling you a karka, right? It's yours. I want to make an agreement with you that if in 3 years I give you back the money, I want you to sell it back to me. Fine. So on paper, it's beautiful. He sold it to him, and there's an agreement to sell it back. But where do we find such a meshuginess to do such a thing? A person should buy a karka, and he's buying a karka, and his bailus is dependent. If the lekeach will want to give him money in the 3 years, he's forced to sell it back. We don't find such a thing. Zokte Ritva. Yo, the ain derech lekeach karkalasiske. People don't do such things. V'yo the teira l'seif daitam. Yeah, the words are very good. You're talking meirdik, I'm selling you, you'll sell it back. The lahavo gemurinase. This is what they're talking. Well, what's their intent? The intent is, listen, I'll lend you $100. You give me back $100. I'll give you back the karke. Well, I'll live in the karke for free. We didn't say that. We said that the bold prince said something else. I'm buying the karka, so you back the karka. But yoda teure le saif daitam de la gvo gmure nase. Zog de ritve. Ule fichach omar akosov. And according to the Rabbon, this is Ribbis Ktsut, this is a Ribbis de reise. Ule fichach omar akosov es kaspecha loy sitein loy beneshech. Loy omar loy salve loy beneshech. Doesn't say you shouldn't lend him money with that. Don't give money, Beneshech. Give money means it's you're not borrowing, I'm not borrowing, you're not lending. Oh, we're selling. I'm selling you a karka. I'll buy back from you the karka. L'rabeis mecher ki yaitzei bazer. Azoi zog the ritva. And that is a machloikis from you and the Rabbona. That's not tzad echad beribis. This is another machloikis. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon, such a case. It's a mecher. You look at the bold print, it's a mecher. I'm selling you a karka with a condition. If I give you the money in 3 years, you'll sell it back to me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter. You read the big print. He sold him. He's selling it back. He ate the payers in between. He ate the payers. It's his. He ate the payers in between. He sell it back. It's modern. It's modern. We just read the big print. And in the big print, there was no halvor. There was a mecha with a condition. So, and that's our case over here. So according, and the Rabbona, no, this is Ribbis Ktsutze. If you're going to do such a thing, this is Ribbis Ktsutze. Yor de Teire, L'soiv Daita Yishalodam, this is a Spilachol. So, not a smacht it sichenat. In Ribbis, it's a dreidel. A smacht it sichenat, because he sold it right away to him, and he told him, you give me, I'm selling you a $200 karka for $100. This agreement to sell, it's sold already. This agreement to sell it back, why did the Lekeach, in other words, the Zamalba, why did the Lekeach agree to such a modne mecha? The mitzad, the moich, it's sold. But the it's sold now, there's no asmachta, it's over and done with, it's sold now for a $200 karka for a karka, it's not dependent on anything. It is sold, it is sold me'achshav, it is sold now, but he made a condition with him, you'll sell it back to me. It's sold now, it's not an asmachta. But he made a condition that if I give you the money, you'll sell it back to me. So, but it's sold, now it's sold. So, this condition to sell it back to me, which will mean that you gain the dire of the bias, that's your determination that when you were masking to sell it back, because you really wanted to lend the money. But the mechire now is not an asmachta. Asmachta is only that if I tell you, if this will happen, I'll do it. Here I'm selling it right now. It's no asmachta. So mele, it's not an asmachta. That's the lumdus of ma'achshav. But it's a ribis deraisa according to the Rabbonim. This is what the Beis Haran says according to Rashi. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amma aloi mar yinuke umar kshishe b'neider ad chizde l'ravashi. This Marinuke means either Rav Chisda had two sons, both of them the names were Mar, one, the younger one was called Marinuke, the older one was called Mar Keshishe, or maybe it's the other way around. Marinuke is the older one, he was born when Rav Chisda was young, and Mar Keshishe is the younger one, he was born when Rav Chisda was old. Okay. But that's not the sugya. L'Ravashi, they told Ravashi, Hochi Omri Nerdoi Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Hay asmachte bezimnei kanye, beloi zimnei loi kanye. Now, they're telling of, we know Rav Nachman holds now, Rav Nachman once held asmachte kanye, now he holds asmachte loi kanye. They told him in Nerdoi, they said, that Rav Nachman said, there's sometimes when asmachta is kanye, and there's sometimes when asmachta loy kanye. If the time came, then it's kanye. If the time didn't come, loikanya. So that didn't make sense. Omalei, that's not a din in asmachta. Kol midi, bezimne kom, nibolei zimne leikoni. If there's a zman, if the zman will come, it should be this and this. Mashtaitzer, it's koine. But if the zman didn't come, so you misunderstood what they said. Dilma hochi kom risu. Maybe you're saying like this. Askechei begoit. Now we have to remember, we're going to learn a sugya. The lumdus of asmachta is the loive, let us say, according to Rashi, he told them, if I don't pay him 3 years, you can get this kaka that's worth 200,000. Right. Which is an asmachta. He doesn't mean it. Right. Askechei begoizimde. Now, if the loive comes over to the malva, the loive has 3 years to pay up. He comes over to the malva after the second year. He tells the malva, listen, I have no intent of paying up. Take the kaka, it's yours already. Finished. I'm not going to pay up and keep the kaka. He told him this in the second year. Va'amalekni, be kind of the kaka. Now, what is pshat in this? What prompted him? What motivated him to come the second year? He still has time to pay, and he told them, you keep the karka, I'm not gonna pay you anymore, you keep the karka. Why did he do this? So Al Kochoch, he made up his mind that he's not, like this we learned, Asmachti, he knew, he never meant what he said, and he always thought that he's going to pay up, and now it comes after 3 years, and he couldn't pay up, so this commitment that he had made was never really said with seriousness. But if he comes after 2 years, and he comes over to the malva, and he says, listen, you keep the karka, I'm not going to pay you, I'll finish. So, al-kochach, he means it. Al-kochach, he means it. So this is not an asmachta. So that's if he came begoizim. That's if he came begoizimne. Vosel zimne, v'omalekne, but what happens after the 3 years he comes, there was an upmach that if I won't pay you in 3 years, you can keep the karka. Vosel zimne is after the third year, he said, gniv amalekne, loikoni. Then he doesn't mean it. My time, a machmas kisufa de kamalei. No, he told him after, he made up. If I won't pay you after 3 years, you can keep the card. He thought he was zicha, get the money in 3 years. It comes 3 years, they also be other. That's what you do. So he's embarrassed. He's very, so, the malva's gonna, you told me to pay. So he tells, no, yeah, 3 years pay. You're right, keep the card. But now what he's saying this now, cause he's embarrassed to say, fuck out. He said, give me another. He knows this could be very embarrassing. He told him, listen, you were worried. I told you in 3 years, if I won't give you the money, you can keep the kaka. So he comes over and tells, well, 3 years, you're right, you can keep the kaka. But that does not mean he's sincere with what he's saying. He's saying it because he's embarrassed to say something else. He doesn't know when he'll get the $300, but he doesn't mean it. So that's pshat in what Rav Nachman said. So begoizimne, it's not an asmachta. Became begoizimne, it's not an asmachta. Because there I see itake means it. But then it is asmachta. So the Gemara says, v'loihi, it's not true. Dafilu begoizimne nami lekoni. Afilu begoizimne came after 2 years. He also doesn't mean it. Bahai the kamalekni kosova kimota zimne lelesi letalva. That means after 2 years, he had a plan he's going to get back the money. Now after 2 years, he doesn't see how he's going to get back the hundreds. And maybe after 10 years he'll get done. But now he doesn't have any plan. So why should he wait till the third year? And the malva will be down his neck, where he's the 100 zuz. So he wants to get the malva off his neck. So after 2 years, he comes over to the malva. You know what? I decided I won't pay the money, and you keep the kalka. No, the malva hears he's keeping the kalka, $200 zuz, kalka, 100 zuz. Meredik. They're the best of friends. After 10 years, he'll come back to him. No, now I got not 100,000. Give me back the kalka. He says, you said I can keep it. You think I meant it? I just said it, Dalski Suva. So why did he say it in the 2 years? Because he didn't want to have any problems with him. So it's not muchach that he meant it. Zot Rashi, Bezimne Kanye Kasalka Daitif Abminaga was, he gives mandle no salema, he saw of his kind of, Lazimne Kaidim Shigia. Ashkei loyve begaisim nevam lekni loyef then away. He told them, you can keep the cock, I'm not going to be paid at koni. The gum of acne. The loyef, he doesn't mean a lomale lamemale, elen yochalachshem latoiva, is another year. So Mo says, no, kubi, it is this asmachta lelesi letardam, litri baalma mishim kisav, he's pushing him away, he's embarrassed. So he tells him, you can keep it, so he'll have a manucha till 10 years, he'll get the money, then he'll go and then they'll tell them that I never meant what I said. Amar Rav Papa, Zutra Papa, another case when I could be Mavara, when it is a smachta, when it's not a smachta. Haya smachta zimne kanye vizimne loikanye. Ashkechei de koshosi shicha. Lachere here, shicha means wine. He found this was the last day. He had one more day to be paid at the kalka. And he comes into a bar, and he sees the leiva drinking wine in the bar. This is the last day. So who drinks the wine? You should be a meshugan. You should go and try to get money. He's a raya. He made up his mind. Let him have the kalka. I'm not going to rack my brains to get to the 100 sous. So that's a raya from drinking the wine. Is a raya that he taka, that's not a smacht, he taka, he means it. Ask in the koshosi shich koni. The kamahapa chazuzi, he sees him the last day. And the loiv is running from one gemach to another gemach to try to get 100 sous. Loi koni. Then we see taka, I mean, he's still interested in being poided, so then I say that the kalk is an asmacht. I wish to disagree with you. Dilma lefchude parte koshos. You brought a raya, he's drinking in the bar. You know he's drinking in the bar? Not because, he made up his mind, doesn't care about it. If I care, the depression is shreklich, he'll go off his mind. So he goes into the bar to drink. He's never in Gansen to work, so what should he do? So I'll kapon him. Let's see what Rashi says. Ashkei b'yoyim azman d'shosi shichra b'chanuz einze otzev lachsach apidin tzedei v'dayte l'shoke. That was what Rapopo said. So the Gemara said, no, l'fchude pachte l'hofid b'agose sh'doyig al ha-mois. He's doyig al ha-mois. Roshash wants to say, maybe it would be better to say he's doyig on the kalke. D'chsi v'yayin yisamach. That means he's very tzabrochen. So what should he do now? So he drinks wine. That's one thing, but it doesn't mean that he's masking that Yenna should be kind of the kalke. That could be one thing. Inami inish achini asmechei azuzi. Know what happened? It's the last day, and you find him in the bar drinking wine. What's pshat? We drink the wine. You know what? He went over to someone before, and he told him, you know, it's bitter. If I don't cough up 100 zuz today, he's going to keep my kalke. So Yenna says, don't worry. I'll pay it up. Mamish. Amalach min Hashemayim is going to pay. So now he knows it's going to be paid up. So he goes into the bar to drink some wine. It's Amalachayim. Baruch Hashem. Thank the Rabbeinu Shloim. Tosh Yeshua says, V'shem Hashem Echol. You know what happened? Later at the end of the day, Yenna calls up and says, you know, I don't have the 100 zuz. So now it's the next day already. Now the shells, can he keep the kalke? Can the malva keep the kalke? He says, yeah, you're drinking wine yesterday. Yeah, he was drinking wine because of another reason. He was drinking wine. He thought the chayv was being taken care of. But Lemaise, it wasn't taken care of. So Lemaise, from wine, you can't bring any raivs. Fine. So it's no raiv. Inami inishachini asmache azuzi, someone guaranteed him, and then later he backed out. Ella omar ravine, he copied bedomi vadikon. I'll tell you another case where we can assume that it's not an asmach. That means this person is selling his metaltalim, And he has up, and he's a stickler on the price. He's a stickler on the price. Yana wants to buy it for $49, $50, and not a penny less. He won't sell it for a dollar less. Now, if this person is interested in being paid his field, what's this to us now? Get $49, you sell the, you metal them, you'll get, you sell it, you'll make three koinim, you'll be able to be paid to the kaka. Why are you such an action on your metal them? Is a riot. He has no havamina to be paid the kaka. And that's why, so for kids, he'll keep the kaka. Now he's a stickler on, and he sells his metal to it. Amar Ravachi midiftel Ravine dilmesove kechad leititzel arei. So Ravachi midiftel said like this: it's no raya that he's a stickler on when he sells his metal. You know why he doesn't want to sell it for $49 when the price is 50? Because if he sells it for 49, someone's going to hear, oh, he sold his metal for $49. So if I says he needs money, so now all his kakois will go down in value. People, as long as the kill goes out, he's desperate for money, so the value of his kakois will automatically go down. So in order to save face, that Eilam Kiminhage Noi, he's a stickler on the metaltlum, but really that doesn't mean that he was miyayish to be paid in the kalke. Elo oma kafpope. He copied ba'aro vadai koni. That means if someone comes over to him who wants to buy a kalke from him for the right price, and he says he's not interested in selling it, so Shaita, why aren't you selling this? If you have a havamin to be paid the other kaka, why aren't you selling this kaka for the right price? Is a raya take, he gave up on this kaka, and then that's a raya that is machta kanya. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi is like, he copied bedomi, he makpid be mechiris chafetzov, shloi lifchois mi shavyom. He won't sell it less. Because we see money doesn't mean anything to him. So Mo says, no, it's not right. It could be he wants to be paid it, but he's scared to sell his metaltlan any cheaper. If people will see that he's looking to make money, and he's going to sell his nechosim for less on the true value, is used lukakoisov, so then his kaka will get cheaper, so that he can't do this. He has to save face. Loilamonesu, but could very well be he doesn't want to be mashkiya the kaka. Loilamonesu. So the Gemara says, kopit ba'are shulayimker, shum karka afilu b'shavye. Doesn't sell any karka even for its true value. That is a raya that he's not interested in being paid this karka. And then we say, asmach tekanya.